This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Nate's going to join us here. We're going to talk some Rockets basketball. We'll be on Channel 26. Anybody wants to see it? What time? 8:07, which is 2 minutes away. Less than 2 minutes away. Yeah, it's less than 2 minutes away.
Lamont,
yeah, no, Nate, it's less than 2 minutes
Lamont
away.
Lamont said an hour in and Lance and John have not force-fed Texans talk. There's no reason to force-feed Texans talk.
No.
It's not, I mean that, if there's an
Nate
interesting
Griffin
topic,
isn't even talking about it on Channel 26.
Yeah. I mean, if there's an interesting topic, that's fine.
What, Chris Clark? What, that Tom Savage has to stop turning the ball over? That was Bill O'Brien's big quote yesterday. I heard it 20 times on 610. What? That really? Tom Savage has to stop turning the ball over. Wow.
Lamont says, oh, come on, Lance, not the O'Brien changing and revolutionizing the NFL. Did y'all not say the same stuff with Chip Kelly in Philly? Now, there was some of that in Chip Kelly in Philly. I think the difference is, we're not talking about a scheme. We are talking about a scheme. We're talking about a coach who finally recognized, partially out of necessity, I need to not try to fit my quarterback into my scheme. I need to fit my scheme around my quarterback strengths. That seems like just basic. Doesn't that seem basic? Hey, let me do what my quarterback does well. That should make me a better offense.
Yeah.
And they were great. No, they averaged over 30 a game.
Lamont revolutionized blah, blah, blah. He did a great job with Deshaun Watson.
Hey guys, how's it going? I know that, look, the Rockets played well last night, 118-97 win over the Indiana Pacers. Right now I'm at ESPN 97.5 with the guys, John and Lance. They're going to tell you the truth. Oh, John is. John's going to tell you the truth. So is Lance. So first and foremost, I want to ask you, guys playing well, Rockets playing well, James Harden.
Oh, playing great. 17-4. I think, you know, and I was there last night, and the crowd started, it was really late, as usual. The Rockets crowd is always late arriving, but they did show up. It was a nice crowd on hand, excitable. It was the Indiana Pacers. It's hard to tell. They're not the Cleveland Browns, but they're a really bad basketball team.
Yeah.
They're not good. So I don't know that that's any indication, but 17-4 will tell you. I'm starting to believe that this team can compete, actually, for a championship.
You know what a big difference is that Clint Capella's grown up.
Huh.
He was 22-13 yesterday, yep. But Clint Capella's gotten stronger, gotten more physical. And when he came into the team, he was 19 years old. So, yeah, he's physically going to fill out. But he's filled out, but he is a much bigger factor now from a defensive standpoint, shot blocking. He's more of a rim protector. And he is on a consistent basis. How many double-doubles is this now? 11 double-doubles already on the season? I mean, this is not something that they've had for a little while.
No, this is something, and as a matter of fact, we were talking about this last night at the game, is that this is a guy that you have to keep. And it's not an either-or, though. It's like, well, do you keep Eric Gordon? Or you're going to have to go over the cap for this guy. You just have to. I don't know. He's athletic. He's perfect for this basketball team.
He's going to be expensive, isn't he?
He's going to be really expensive.
Man.
No, dude, there's going to be max offers out there for him.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is really usually when you bring in a superstar with another superstar, it takes a little while. It hasn't taken any while. Chris Paul subjugates his game for the betterment of the team, and a lot of guys won't do that.
Russell Westbrook is a guy. I'm not sure people can play with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's a guy that you can't just collect stars around him
because
he's not going to. His game is his game. Chris Paul, you can collect stars. He's played with stars over in with the Clippers. It's no problem. He'll do whatever he has to do. For me, the Chris Paul move has nothing to do with November, December, even January. It's February on. That's why they have to keep him healthy and be smart with him. Chris Paul is there for one reason. Try to get over the hump. He's there to add leadership, and he's another guy who you're hoping that he can give you that what you need, that extra something to win in the playoffs at a higher level.
And it was interesting. And not only that, the leadership is huge. But when James is off the floor, you still can play at a high level. Actually, you can play as well. And sometimes maybe we've seen when James is off the floor, sometimes you're even better.
It was a coin flipper in the past when James left the floor.
But not anymore.
No question. Rockets are 12-1 in the month of November. They continue to roll. We're live from ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1 with John and Lance. Nate Griffin, Fox 26 News.
And Nate is looking, and he's looking, and he's still looking at the looking. He's looking at the people. And
we are done.
All right.
See, all right. We are done. The 18th tee, you got to do that at 9.
The
you
what?
Gotta, 18th, the golf talk. Huh. You got to do it, man.
Where's Melissa? She's not there today.
Well, Melissa, is Melissa not there? Melissa's not there today.
Well, she's the
I've
one
been
likes
out all
it.
Morning.
You have been. Where you been?
But you know what?
We,
you
were, nice at, suit on?
We were actually at Toyota Center earlier.
And so, you came here to do the show instead of the Toyota Center where actually people, athletes are and stuff happens?
There's nobody down there right now, John.
Mm. Yeah, I know that, but it's still where things happen.
Yeah.
They
sent us down there in the dark.
They did.
You know, and then we come to the light and hang with you guys, which is where we prefer to be.
That's nice.
My favorite part of that whole segment was Lance Zierlein's name being spelled.
Yeah. They just guessed on it.
They did.
And somebody just sent somebody just sent Zierline. It's like, sounds like it.
Uh-oh.
Z-I-E-R-L.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
It is a big deal.
It's I-E and then E-I, right?
I guarantee you, Lance will fix that.
I know you will. Somebody just,
hey, ought to check before they just, you know, whatever. I think it sounds like this.
We'll fix that.
No yeah. This Thanks, Mike. Guys. Mike has accused me. Oh, I know how sponsorships work. I doubt he actually drinks Coors Light on the reg.
You'd be wrong.
It's similar to how James Harden signed the Adidas deal, but still wears Nike on his own time.
No, he doesn't.
Not the case here, pal. Pally. I'm going to go Pally.
James did that before his Adidas deal officially kicked in.
Yeah. Well, he had to keep on wearing Nike because he was still under contract with Nike.
Is that what it was?
Up until that was done, then he could put the Adidas on.
Now he's so all in on Adidas because Nike's the new provider for uniforms. He covers the Nike logo on his socks. He can't do it on uniform. That's a fine, I guess. But on his socks, he doesn't allow the Nike logo to show. That's how all in he is on Adidas, and that's how all in you are on Coors
Light.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, this is not even. And people have been. Oh, you probably. Yes, I really do. Really, I have. Yes, if they don't have Coors Light, it's very disappointing to me, and it's actually not even understandable how you can have a bar or serve liquor in any place and not have Coors Light there. It's ridiculous to me. It's embarrassing for your place. Who's that, Pasadena Joe? Let's get Pasadena Joe in. He wants to talk about the Rockets. What do you say, Pasadena Joe?
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Fine. I want to talk about Tillman Fertitta, the Houston Rockets owner.
Yeah, Tillman Fertitta?
Yeah. I heard that he wants to own an expansion franchise NHL team. Will that happen? And what name would it be? Is it name it? Would it be like Houston Comets or something else? Or?
Tillman is looking to get the NHL here.
I don't think it'd be Houston Comets. I don't think you would be looking at Houston Comets as a name.
I think that would be cool if it was the Houston
Comets.
It's
a name that goes synonymous with winning.
It is. 4 championships. Why wouldn't you not want to be a winner? What are you going to name them? Houston Texans? No. What did they win?
Oilers?
No. What did they win? I'd rather name it the Comets because that would be awesome because they won. Now.
It existed already.
Yeah, it did.
That franchise existed already.
Right.
Yeah, but in a completely different sport, so who cares?
Yeah. The Comet. Oh, so there's no you can't name your team the Tigers.
Do you want NHL, like, this always was funny to me. People who are like anti soccer. If you don't watch it, like, why do you care?
Yeah.
That's why I can't get upset. I don't care if NHL comes here. I really don't.
Since I've been in this business for a while now, I've never been in an NHL city, so I don't know. Mark Berman is pissed because I don't have any contacts. I don't have any NHL contacts.
You grew up in an NHL city. Chicago was bonkers 2 years ago or three years ago when I went there in the Blackhawks.
It's wonderful.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I don't care if we have an NHL team if you want to know the truth.
I don't either.
It'll be cool. And I'll watch.
But I don't want them to stay
I don't
out.
Watch the NHL now because you're right. We don't have a dog in the fight.
No.
So we would have something else to watch. And I guess.
At this time of the year, would there be something else to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, and it starts early, dude. The hard part is going to be you know, football season. It's the end of September. It's September, and they're playing hockey already. You're like, but wow.
The Texans are in town, so no one's going to be excited about them. So at least there'll be hockey to watch.
Yeah, well, Deshaun's coming back.
We sure about that?
Yeah. You know, I hear that more and more. We got to get this on the other side. I hear that more and more. Why is everybody assuming that Deshaun is coming back? I hear that so many people say that.
Coming back, like, to like, play football?
Well, that he's just going to be fine. Everybody's just assuming he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I am.
I am, too.
Why? Huh. It's an ACL. What? He already had one, and then all he did was rip Alabama's privates off their bodies.
Well, now it's two. Now it's two. It ain't
that
one
anymore.
That just
means that he's probably going to be twice as deadly now.
That's generally how it works.
That's what I said.
That's how it works, yes.
Well, if he was that good with just one, how about two? Yeah.
Two ACL.
No, yeah. That Deshaun's was my argument, but unfortunately, no, nobody's buying that. Let's do it on the other side.
That's not a problem if you tear your ACL when you're just running in practice.
From wear and tear, ACL tear is not a big deal.
Well, wear a brace.
It was for Teddy Bridgewater. It was horrible.
He hasn't played since 2016. Yeah, right. 15.
Oh,
15.
He also got a case injury.
Yeah.
Case won't let him on the field.
Right. So I was just talking about Coors Light and how in love I am with Coors Light. And if you know me and if you've been out with me, you know that it's the truth. And so many doubters on Twitter, but that's what they do. They're just trolling me. They just want to, oh, you don't really, yes, I really do. Yes, I really, really do. And I give up all alcohol for Lent, and Coors Light might as well go out of business, okay? Me and my boy Chad, we don't drink Coors Light during Lent, and I think their sales decreased by about 40 or 50%. I'm not, nationally, and I'm not even joking. 102 calories, 5 carbs per 12 ounces. So, yeah, I mean, this is a non-carb beer. Well, what about this non-carb beer? Okay. 5 carbs per 12 ounces. Hey, you know, when you're starting to get up, when you drink a 12 pack, you're starting to get up about 60 carbs, but that's awesome. That's fine. Another cool thing is you can get the Coors Light XP app. It's a lifestyle deal. Okay. Exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear all at Coors Light XP app. I downloaded it. It's my lifestyle. Always lagered, filtered, packaged cold, making Coors Light the world's most refreshing beer. You'll love it. If you drink Coors Light, you're going to get addicted to Coors Light like I am. Go to Coors Light. Go get the app. Whatever your mountain climb on, Coors Light. Drink responsibly.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Johnny Lance here on the bench, 97.5, 713-780-3776. Dell.
Someone wants to name the NHL team. You can tweet it. Why don't you tweet it to us and we'll find the best names.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you at Lance Zierlein?
Yep.
At John Granato.
That's at Dell Lance B2. Zierlein, Zierlein.
No, no, yeah. That's not. That's how they spell it on Channel 26. That's not the real spelling.
Houston Humidity.
Oh, I don't know.
It's gonna be something space related.
Ice Gators.
No, that's the worst name anyone could ever think of.
Ice Gators.
Ice what?
Gators.
Ice Gators. Gators.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because it sounds like ice skaters.
I know.
That's the name of the team in Lafayette.
The Lafayette Ice Skaters? Gators is synonymous with Louisiana.
Right. Gators are.
They do.
We got Gators
different.
Here.
You know what their minor league baseball team's name is, don't you?
No.
I got a t-shirt. It's so sweet. I remember mentioning it on the radio. They had an internet challenge where they let people vote. They let the fans. They let the internet vote for their team name. That's always smart because they chose the worst name they could that was given to them. The Baby Cakes. So they're
that's
the
New Orleans
baby
yeah,
cakes.
Yeah.
And so they got so their logo is a little baby with like a crown and like a, you know, he's a rough looking baby.
Except their mascot ain't. It's really.
What is it?
Over the top. It's really terrible.
I can't even. I don't know what you're saying.
It's really terrible. Just trust me on this one.
Okay.
It's actually hard to watch. A buddy of mine went and he was like, it's really hard to watch.
Hey, how do you like uncomfortable stuff? There is a picture. Did you ever see the picture?
I'm not going to name him that, Robert. That's terrible.
Did you ever see? So you can't read it.
No.
Did you ever see the picture? So, Del, pull up the audio of Jimbo Fisher's. We get ready to play it. Did you ever see the picture of Tom Herman at U of H at, I think it was Raging Cajun, doing the Tom Herman show?
Yeah.
Matt Thomas is sitting there interviewing him.
Yep.
And above his head on the TV screen, it says, Tom, and it's an ESPN, and all they're talking about is Tom Herman going to Texas. Like, the rumor is he could be headed to Texas,
right.
And he's there doing a show in front of all the Cougar fans, and it's like that picture went viral, right?
Perfect.
That was an uncomfortable deal. We had another one that was a little similar. Not the same, but some beef. There was a Florida State fan. You know, the rumors are swirling now that Jimbo Fisher could leave Florida State and go to Texas A&M. So they're doing his radio call-in show at wherever it is, you know, at a bar, restaurant, wherever they have it. And a fan, you know, you're allowed to ask the coach a question. And a fan had a question for Jimbo Fisher. Let's listen to how that went down.
Where's the loyalty to the program? It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael. West Palm Beach is
the visual is what makes it.
Yeah. Well, there's a long there's one that the whole question. You got the whole question. That's the end of it. That's the end of it where the guy pushing him out. Then another Florida State fan, or maybe he works for Florida State. He was.
The guy literally did push him out.
He pushed him out the door. Kept pushing him.
He kept pushing him. He's pushing him in the back.
Yes, kept pushing him. There is a better one that gets the whole question.
Oh, really?
The guy's whole question out. But he ends up standing in front of Jimbo saying, where is the loyalty?
So this guy snatches the microphone out of the guy's hand and starts pushing the guy. Beat it.
Yeah.
And apparently people who listen to that show, because obviously it was must listen considering the situation, outside of that guy, all the other questions were plants. You could tell.
Okay, I'm going to ask a real question here. Are college football coaches the biggest babies on the planet, yes or no?
They're right up there.
So they get all their contracts are completely guaranteed.
Yes.
Their buyouts are insane. They get all of it. Everything's guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
Then they're so thin-skinned, especially in these college towns, that they control the media and the messages. And if you have any variance, like Mac Brown was one of the worst, if you have any variance at all, and if they sense it's a variance, they lose their minds. And they just, like, this guy gets kicked out. And it's not that Jimbo, it's the guy who's, you know, it's one of the guys who is clearly Jimbo's right-hand man in the program, snatches the mic away, starts pushing. You know what? If there's rumors about you going to A&M and you're making whatever, however many millions, and it's all guaranteed and the school's paying for it, it's okay if you get asked a tough question. It's okay for you to say, no, I want to talk about that. I've been a very loyal person here at Florida State. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I'm committed to Florida State. We got a game to play.
Today, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that it's not going to play well when you rewind that. Well, what's wrong with questioning these guys?
Well, but just like Summey and Herman, U of H had was that the peepees were heard over there. And I can't blame them because it's been a stepping stone. And it's probably very frustrating for U of H people. I get it. I understand it. But the fact of the matter and how they did it. You tell me how you should do it today. How in the world can Jimbo sit there and go, yep, I'm talking with Texas A&M right now? You can't.
You don't have that call-in show.
You're contractually. Why? Oh, so what are you afraid? What are you afraid of?
Happens,
it? What are you afraid?
Why? Because he doesn't answer questions, and now four guys have decommitted from Florida State since.
Well, but okay, so what is he supposed to do, though?
Whatever you have to do, hey, guys.
No, but okay, well, so wait a minute. Didn't do the show, that would have changed anything?
No, but it doesn't provide that type of image for the program you're allegedly loyal to.
But the decommitments had nothing to do with the show.
No.
It has to do with the rumors
that
Jimbo's out there.
It happened immediately afterwards. Like, three guys. Snap.
Yeah,
three
but
guys.
Those guys were going to do it anyway.
Maybe.
The radio show or no radio show.
It's part of the whole deal. The radio show was an issue, and the fact that apparently Florida State has stopped recruiting.
But again, I want to know how a coach leaving a school is supposed to go where nobody's going to have their feelings.
No,
hurt.
It's not. It's not. But you know what?
It will never happen.
It's okay for universities and fan bases who are paying millions and millions of dollars in many cases to say, hey, you get all this guaranteed, but you can jump whenever you want to.
Right.
And then on top of that, you start to control messages inside your own little college towns because you're the biggest guy there. I mean, yeah. That happens a lot. How do you think the Penn State stuff went down? It's so insulated in those college towns that these coaches turn into big bullies. I dare you to step to Nick Saban. That's the most awkward stuff ever. When somebody asks legitimate questions to Nick Saban, and hey, say, we're going to, you know, you're out there want to bring this up. We gave up 105 yards. I guess, you've never given up 105 yards, have you ever? You know, you've given up. Like, he beats down the media.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, absolutely. But, well, that's Nick and Belichick, and that's those guys.
No, that's true.
No, there's no, are you kidding me? Summy was pissed at me a couple of years ago. Yeah, I heard on your show you were saying, are you kidding me? By the way, no one's been a bigger supporter. I was critical when you lost 63-0 to Alabama? Okay. All right. Maybe. But if you're not totally down with the program, with all of these college coaches, then you're a traitor. And you're not loyal to the program. But guess what? If you lose 63-0 to Alabama, people should be critical of it. You can't lose 63-0 to Alabama.
You shouldn't do that to anyone in your conference if the way the A&M supports the program, that's unacceptable. 63-0 to Alabama. I can't blame U of H fans for being upset with Summy, though. We all know he wasn't paying attention to that Southern Miss team, right? We all know.
I'll tell you this: they were more pissed at Herman than they were at Summy
because he lied directly to them.
Because Herman probably didn't handle it the best.
So, do you know who I have? You know who's? I'm actually on a text string right now for the Joe Moore Awards. One of the guys who runs it is Cole Kubelik. He was center at Auburn. He's on the SEC network. Cole's the one who, in the tunnel, on the day that all that stuff was going down, before the championship game was going on, he's the one who asked Herman about the rumors that he would be going to Texas. Or at first it was LSU, I think. He was asking about LSU rumors. It was LSU rumors that day. And Herman's death stare at him, this is as they're entering the tunnel. Like, coach, you got a big game today against, was it Memphis? You got a big game against Memphis, blah, blah, blah. Thanks. We want to do this, we want to do that. But coach, it's being overshadowed a little bit. How do you feel do you think your players are completely focused? Because there's rumors about you going to LSU, and the look on Herman's face that he gave Cole. And I was like, oh, I couldn't even hardly watch TV.
Yeah.
And then I got Cole on the radio that day.
Well, I will say this, though. Tom Herman had to answer, and he got pissed. And I know that all the media here was like, well, you know, stop with your act and you can be united. I don't know how he could have gone about it, though, because every day he was asked about the same thing. I'm trying to coach a football team here. And you know what? Maybe I will be going. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I don't know what. I really don't. Because LSU was in play. So was University of Texas.
Don't you think, though, that's just, you know what?
What are you supposed to say, though?
It's kind of like, I know.
What are you supposed to say? Yeah, I'm up for all those jobs, guys.
No, but it is part of the, I'm not going to feel bad for him because that's just part of making the millions and millions. This is the tougher part of it. You have to deal with this. If it wasn't worth so much money, people wouldn't care as much and all that. You know, this is one of the hassles. Just like players, I don't get any privacy with this. Yeah, it sucks, but that's one of the things you give up when you're a superstar.
Yep.
It sucks, but it's the trade-off.
All right, 826, mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. Need you to get to mybookie.ag and check it out for yourself. If you're looking for a betting site, the most important thing is that they pay, and they pay at mybookie.ag. Please get over to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio, and you are going to take advantage of them. You know who's going to win the game. You like a side. You want to bet that side? All you got to do, my friends, mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and start and get it going. And then the first, whatever your first deposit is, they will match up to 50%. So you're making money right off the start. Okay. You got more to bet with than you actually put in. That's what that's saying. Plus, you got all the casino gaming. You got everything that you want to play. And trust me, there's plenty to bet on between all of the different sports right now. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, for some reason, that tape is here. I don't know how. Well, it must be on YouTube. The Tom Herman saying, well, he did say, when after your buddy asked him, he just, honesty, just don't believe anything you read.
Did you see the face?
Yeah,
makes
the face,
up?
Yeah. But, yeah, and Ross says, you mean this might have pissed off Coug fans? Yeah, he was straight up lying.
I mean,
but like here's the said, deal. How do you go about it without lying?
You don't answer the question. You say, I'm focused on my team, that we got a football going to play. And if he presses you, you say that again. Or you don't even
do it. And that's what Summey did, too. And, well, he lost that Southern Miss game because he was too focused on Texas A&M.
He was planning the barber shop in his new facility. That's why he wasn't calling the right play.
He was actually doing the blueprint of the barber shop.
You think he had a headset on talking to the offensive coordinator?
He was talking to the architect?
Yeah, he had his contractor who he was talking to.
I'm addicted to Coors Light. Cut to commercial. Do you have an addiction problem to drugs or alcohol?
Hey, can we get? We've got. Apparently, is it Kristen or
Kirsten?
It's Kirsten who works here. She's got opinions on the show. First of all, she told us you're lazy AF. No, she didn't say that. Raheel did. She just said she agrees that's lazy about when we were talking about using projector lights for Christmas. Uh-huh. And now what does she say, Del?
She says, let me see. She tweeted me in succession, quick succession, as we were talking about Herman. Move on from the Herman talk. He's a liar, and y'all are making me nauseous.
Man, I mean, she's got opinions on the show. She's bossing us around about how to do the show.
She's a little bossy.
Bossy Coug?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just call her Bossy Coug?
That's her name.
You can't call women that.
Is that not okay
bossy?
Anymore?
I wouldn't do that. You
bossy?
Might be able to say it on the air. I wouldn't do that over here.
No.
Over there. When
bossy
you're over
Coug?
There playing video games over there, don't do that.
I'm not playing video games. I'm watching tape. I happen to use an Xbox controller.
You have an Xbox controller.
He and Raheel keep accusing me of playing video games on the other side.
He's just like a college kid. He moved in a big screen TV, and he's got an Xbox controller.
It is a big TV. It's too big for the cubicle. It looks a little excessive.
No, we're not going to call it that, Harry. That's not our team. Houston's Harveys, no. Houston Hurricanes, no.
No, I'm seeing what you're saying.
Houston Hosers, no.
The Express.
Houston Express. Houston Wildcatters.
Ice Melters. No, not the Hurricanes.
No. Robert, that's ugly. That's not going to be it. There's no good names. There's no good names for the team right now.
No.
There's no good teams for our hockey team. No good names for our hockey team. We'll get that to Tillman, though. All right? We'll get it to Tillman. He was at the game last night, sitting front row. Bun B was there. Missed the shot. Terrible.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Sorry about that, Bun B.
It happens.
It happens. No. He was bad. I'm glad Bob McNair doesn't get to name the team. They'd be called the Houston Hockey Team or the Houston.
He would name it after the street the stadium is built. I guess it would be at Toyota Center.
Yeah.
He would just name it after the street.
LaBranche?
Yeah, the Houston LaBranches.
The Houston LaBranche?
Yeah, he's not that creative.
No. Actually, the Houston Texans wasn't very red, white, and blue.
I didn't like it at the time.
No,
I don't care
good.
Now. At the end of the day,
that's the name. Who cares?
That's fine, but are we going to – any rebrand coming for them at some point? It's been long enough. They're not a classic uniform. It's not like we need to keep it the same.
No, it's classic.
Uniform.
How are you going to change deep steel blue and Liberty white and battle red?
Yeah,
it can be
done. I would change. I would probably make some changes to the
change
uniform.
Change the logo. Change your whole look.
No. Why would you change something that's so successful?
Because even prisons change the inmates' uniforms and aren't – Isn't that what they are?
Stop it, Dale.
No, stop it.
Stop it,
Can we
Dale.
Stop calling him the warden, too?
The warden. Change the inmates' uniform.
Stop calling him the warden.
You think Bob McNair suggested the guys not have shoelaces in their cleats?
Dell. You're going way over the top.
That's kind of it. It's kind of funny.
Bob McNair was
when
was,
females talk about radio.
Bob McNair was thrilled when the with the Nike uniform switch because it removed the belts from the uniform. And his next push is no shoelaces. That's a dangerous thing.
And the warden was Andy Dufresne was pushed. Tom Savage was pushed upon the sisters, and the warden was very upset about that.
We need to get Frank Caliendo to do a Morgan Freeman voice.
Yeah.
For Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
For the whole thing.
For Bob McNair, a whole skit.
I'm seeing a story that came out. Report: LeBron James will be a 76ers target if he leaves the Cavaliers. Execs believe. LeBron's just going to whoever the hottest young team is. That's all it is.
Well,
he just wants to try to go
KD
snipe
did.
Some W's. Exactly. He wants to snipe some W's.
Philly's going to be good, those, though.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. But he's just trying to catch those Jordan rings. He just wants to take the ring argument out of the equation.
Yeah.
Because he's already got millennials all, you know, suckling from the teat. So he just wants to try to snap that ring argument off. And the only way to do that is to go with bigger and better and younger.
Yeah.
So he can extend and let, you know, the young players do
it. Well, the Astros model, I guess it works. Mm-hmm. Philly tanked for all those years. And look, they're a pretty good basketball team. Now, they made a mistake with Okafor. That was a big mistake.
Yeah, that was a big mess.
Yep.
Embiid, I mean, look, they had some really bad. They had some really bad luck for a while. Embiid and Simmons, but now Simmons is
balling.
Baller, which if you watched him at LSU, you knew that was the case.
But he got Embiid. When he learns how to shoot.
Oh yeah, and he's going to learn how to shoot better. Now that team's going to be hella dangerous. That's Golden State Warrior come up dangerous. But so yeah, of course LeBron will go there if he thinks.
Well, I think they're Astro-ish. They made their mistakes.
Yeah,
Mark Appel instead of Chris Bryant.
Yeah,
big mistake.
But I mean Golden State from the sense that they were built from the draft. They were built from the draft. Although, like the Astros, these are early pick guys.
You were the worst team for 3 or 4 years.
Seattle, Oklahoma City is really kind of what it is with James and Russ and KD. Because you're like, how did those three guys end up on the same team? Well, they were that bad.
Yeah,
they were that bad.
No, Philadelphia's got a chance to be
high.
To be as long as Embiid can stay healthy, that's the whole key.
Man, he has a chance to be really, really good. But even with that, some of his numbers are
Are crazy.
He's flashing some monster numbers.
Yeah,
that's why you're right. God, I hadn't even thought about Clint Capella, max deal Capella. That just doesn't feel right. He's not even you don't even pump it into him in the low post and let him go to work.
I will say that. No, you
DeAndre Jordan.
He's a lob catcher.
He's
DeAndre
not,
Jordan. He got Max.
No, DeAndre. Don't put DeAndre. Stop.
What?
DeAndre Jordan sucks.
No, but DeAndre's a good rebounder.
All the time.
He's a great rebounder and shot blocker. He's the worst offensive player in the league.
And he still averaged a double-double catching lobs.
Yeah.
So Clint Capella may be more advanced, but he's
kind of a lob catcher.
Clint Capella is way more advanced offensively.
He scores a lot of his points 2 feet away from him.
I get it. In large part because of James.
Yeah. In large part because of Chris Paul. DeAndre made his money. Clint's going to make his money because of James.
But he's still, I don't care. He's more skilled offensively than DeAndre Jordan.
All right, when he starts putting together some back to the basket moves, I'll believe you. But until then, he is a younger DeAndre Jordan.
Well, I will say this. Miles Turner is that dude is long. Last night I was like, how in the world is he ever going to get anything against this dude? And he had some up and under moves. It's not back to the basket, but he's got some moves underneath that
just
he can score.
Comfortable but when he's making DeAndre Jordan money, you're going to be like, huh, why are we paying this guy this much money?
I don't think so. I think he's showing that
he's valuable.
He's not max money valuable unless James and Chris are throwing him lobs.
I'm kind of with Dell. I want to see him be more dominant defensively as a rebounder and shot blocker if you're going to pay him that kind of money. And maybe he's still headed there.
He's young. He got
22, 23? 23 probably. It's been 4 years. This is year 4, I think, for him. He's been around.
Yeah. We're looking for a hockey team name. Houston El Guapos. Houston 9-7. That would be.
That hits close to home.
That's too close
to home. Won the AFC South 2 years in a row.
9-7. That's a bar.
We're 9-7. We won the AFC South.
That's right. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Houston Puckets. No. No.
I don't like those.
No. We saw what happened with Kirby.
Well, looks like we can't have an NHL team.
No, we can't get a name. We can't get a name. Not as something as original as
Texans.
As the Texans.
It's going to be something space related. I don't know what it'll be. The Astros are out. The Rockets are out. The Comets, apparently, we can't rename them the Comets. But Houston. It's going to be something.
Yeah, it'll be space.
I don't know why you can't rename them the Comets. It's not like it's females.
It was another team,
it's
though.
Talk funny about. To hear a female talk about routes.
Routes.
The routes.
That's my favorite part. Routes.
And the smile and the yeah. And the look like routes. Yeah. It looks like he's like coming on to her a little bit. It's like funny he can't.
You know who's smiling right now? Craig DeSurf.
Routes.
It's funny to hear people talking about trucks. Craig DeSurf's got trucks. I'm driving a Chevy Silverado right now. I've driven the Yukon extended body. I can tell you this, when it comes to trucks, SUVs, and crossovers, my man is not going to be undersold. It's just not going to happen. And when you go to gulfcoast.net, you can take a look at their entire stock and you can start the shopping experience. Almost 80% of between 75 and 80% of the car buying experience now starts on the internet. It's completely changed. And there's a high percentage of vehicles that are completely purchased on the internet. A lot of people don't even go into test drive or anything like that. Now, they'd love for you to come out and test drive. Do it as much as you want with as many of the vehicles as you want. But if you want to just go ahead and get online and check out their inventory and even go through the purchase process, they're in Angleton. They will drive your vehicle to you. You purchase it there, wherever you purchase it from, in terms of online or if you go out to the store itself, they will deliver your vehicle for you. It's like a valet service. It's the Camelot in the cornfields, as he said, but it's really not that far out. You can go out to Angleton, and it's absolutely worth it. Give them a call today at 855-944-6074, or for more information, simply go to the website at gulfcoast.net. My friend, Craig DeSurf, will hook you up. Tell him you're a good friend of Lance Zierlein, and you get the hookup out there. Trucks, SUVs, crossover vehicles. It is gulfcoast.net.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Name the team is over. Chris Vaughn, another Coug. Huge Coug fan. By the way, Tyron Carrier is a finalist for the Assistant Coach of the Year award. How about that? Is I think it's football his scoop. Second year. Scoop, yeah. Football scoops?
Football scoops.
Yeah. Is it his second year as wide receiver coach at West second Virginia? Year? I think first or second.
No, it's the second year from second what I understand.
Yeah. So that's him because that face was so recognizable. I just could never put it together. Yeah. He's always almost right next to Dana all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
And remember, he's been in studio with us. Yeah. So Chris won the name of the team. It's the Houston Golden Nuggets.
You know that. Stop.
I like some of these, though. Some of them. Black ice. We can't name them black ice, can we, Dale?
No, it's the most treacherous of all the ices. It is treacherous. And you can't see it.
Houston goal scorers, shuttlecocks.
All the shades of ice.
It's black ice is the most treacherous.
It's the most dangerous. Houston flood, Houston luxury ends, Houston traffic, Houston DWIs, Houston Snapchat shooters, Houston art cars, Houston hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
No. Houston Halo or Meteor or something. Nope. It's the Houston Golden Nuggets.
Yeah.
It's over. That's over. Speaking of Coug fans, Kirsten is here. Kirsten is here with us on ESPN 97.5. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning.
So let me ask you a question.
You got opinions today.
Yeah.
I always on have Twitter. Opinions.
What did you call her? What was her new name?
Bossy Coug.
Yeah, Bossy Coug.
She told us, move along.
Move along. She move says, the show along.
Herman talk over. Move along. Tired of this. What are you
real,
so tired
over
about?
It. We're done talking about him. He moved to Austin. Let Austin talk about him. He's not our problem anymore.
I'm sorry, but this is a Texas Longhorn town. Okay.
Flag.
So we what?
Sorry, Raheel.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. Yeah. He's a halfway fan. It doesn't.
He's not.
He's so funny.
That's funny.
So what do you mean he's not your problem anymore? He wasn't a problem when he was here, was he?
Not until the end.
In the end, he became a problem.
Yeah.
Because he lost. He wasn't focused.
He wasn't focused at all.
He was
worried about that big paycheck he was about to collect.
and lying. He was making up lies at the time, so he couldn't coach the team.
How long did he lie to you?
A long time.
Yep. So
I would think the last like 3-4 months. I feel like he was talking to UT way before then, but I don't know.
No, you feel like it, so that's that's a fact.
It's not a fact.
It doesn't change. It can't change because you feel like it.
Jimbo Fisher's apparently been talking to A&M for more than a month.
Did you hear apparently they're going to sign the deal this morning?
Yep. The Board of Regents is going to give them $20 million a year or something.
Hope he didn't have another radio show today.
So let me ask you a question.
They won't even let him coach that game. Which is great because I hope they lose. I don't want them going to a bowl this year.
You know,
they scheduled ULM to try to get to a bowl. We scheduled it.
Do you think if they lose to ULM on Saturday, how Jimbo will be hated? Hated.
It ends their bowl streak. It ends their chance. Their winning their bowl streak is at 30 something.
Will he coach that game?
No.
If he takes his job,
he may not coach it either way.
Depends on today.
Unless he says, no, I'm not going.
Right. That's the only way. Well, what about Kirsten? No, what about projector lights, Lance?
So Raheel started it. Raheel, what's your problem with projector lights?
All right, I was like you two. I was all in on projector lights last year when they got hot last year, and there's a commercial for them. I'm like, man, this is easy.
Here's why we're talking about this. Earlier in the show, it devolved into Christmas lights. We don't want to have to hang Christmas. No one wants to hang Christmas lights.
Dell saw them on the way in.
Dell saw projector lights. Like, dude, this changes the game. You don't have to do anything. And what did you say?
And I was like, so I'm a first-time homeowner, and my wife has been bugging me. Now that we have a daughter, she's like, hey, we got to put Christmas lights up. And I'm like, we're Muslim. Who cares? Right? But it's because your daughter, you know, like my daughter wants to see him, all that stuff. Fine. Yeah. So I started the process. I looked into it. And I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing this. And then I saw the projector deal. The star shower is what it's called.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, this is it. I mean, I just get one of these.
Change the game.
We got a entry-level house. You can get the whole house, and there's stars, and it changes. And then I saw a neighbor use it. That looks so janky. It looks horrible.
Did it look terrible, Del?
Not at night. It didn't. When I was driving in, it didn't look janky.
During the day, it looks terrible?
No, at night, it looks weak.
No. That's not what you
said. No, there you go. It looks janky.
It's weak.
Nuts.
You said it's lazy.
Yeah.
You said it's lazy AF is what you said on Twitter.
Lazy AF.
And then Kirsten comes in with like, and then she's like, co-signing everything you said. Yeah. She's plus one in you. What's your problem with what we're doing?
It's lazy. Add something to it. Get a dang inflatable. Put up some extra lights.
You can't even do star shower. It just looks weak. I'm telling you, it looks bad.
What if it's not the showers of stars? What if it just boom, and it just looks like lights?
Yeah. Well, there goes that projector light sponsorship for the station. Thanks.
But why do you care?
Todd, how's that?
Why do you care if – are you married?
I am.
Yeah, and so you don't want your husband.
Okay, so if your husband did that,
he already put them up. I'm a crazy Christmas light person. My lights have been up.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you're making our points that our wives just want you to have to do the extra work.
I didn't make him do the whole house because we live in a really tall 2-story house.
Oh, humble brag.
You kept saying my starter house. I got a little
entry
house.
I'm trying to play
one projector.
I am so humble. I come from humble beginnings.
Oh, I live in a mansion on River Oak.
Kirsten.
In my house, it's a bit of a 4-story house. Christmas lights galore.
Yes. I had him and
so
Hobby
that's lazy.
And Jose
so
put up the lights.
You think we're lazy? Because, see, you at least tell the truth. You want him to actually have to do work, even if it looks great.
I mean, I help. I don't make him do everything.
But you still want him there working instead of sitting on the couch, drinking Coors Lights, watching the game.
I do.
Yeah.
See, how do you help?
That's terrible.
How do you help?
You just want him to do extra work. That's it, right?
That's it.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Kirsten, how do you
help? Because you know it's true.
That's exactly right.
I will put up the tree inside, and then I'll go outside and do what I can reach on the tiny ladder. Because I'm afraid of heights.
So.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's a good excuse.
I'm saying for like you
two.
I'm afraid of heights.
For y'all, this is big. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
So is that how you're going to show your love for Christ by just getting a star shower? Is that what you guys are doing? All right.
Do you hate Jesus?
No.
I'm Catholic, and so is John. Okay. We have like 10 masses we have to go to in a row.
Okay.
Do you think there were all kinds of lights and all kinds of stuff? No, it was hay in a manger. That's all.
I'm just saying,
if Joseph and Mary aren't even going
to
fix
clear,
it up.
You know what?
Jesus wasn't born during Christmas either, but whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Here's the
thing. All right, we got to go because we're going to be on Channel 26 in just a minute here. So I want to talk about my erection.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm out.
Speaking of Christmas lights.
Like,
Okay, Matt Lauer.
Kirsten is out. This is your account, Kirsten. This is your account. This is why you got that 12-story house, because of my erection. Okay? Okay? Improve. Well, improvemyerection.com. Improvemyerection.com.
Why am I sitting in the studio for this?
Nate, how'd you get a part of this? How'd you? Are we on 26 yet? Okay. Well, you want me to save this commercial for Channel 26?
Nope.
All right. Listen, if you're not what you used to be, all you got to do is go to improvemyerection.com. Improvemyerection.com. ED is not something that you should be ashamed of. Basically, it's a physical problem. You're not getting the same blood flow that you used to get. There's plaque in your veins, and the doc helps you take care of that. Forget the blue pill. It's expensive. There's been more and more stories about the blue pill going on right now. It's not good. So what you got to do is go to improvemyerection.com, improvemyerection.com, 281-496-3355. What's more embarrassing, talking to the doctor about this and getting work done, or not being able to perform for her? Which is more embarrassing? You tell me. Make the call, 281-496-3355, and stop with the embarrassment. ImproveMyErection.com, ImproveMyErection.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You ready?
Go! ESPN 97.5. KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.